Well, some farmers are talking about little else at the moment. Do you think we'll keep the derogation? And if it goes, what are we going to do? What they're referring to, of course, is the exemption that allows a small number of farmers, about 7,000 of them, to stock cows at a much higher level, expressed as up to 250 kilograms of organic nitrogen per hectare, compared to nearly all other European countries who are limited to 170 kilograms. The problem, as we know, is that excessive nitrogen pollutes our waterways. Environmental Protection Agency reports say that nitrogen levels, mainly from agriculture, from fertilisers and manures, have increased in rivers and groundwater in 2022. And between 2016 and 2021, overall water quality was in decline. And so it seems that from the 1st of January next year, farmers who are in derogation will have to reduce to 220 kilograms. But some farmers say this will leave them seriously out of pocket. Well, on Thursday night, the Irish Farmers Association held a meeting in Donegal. It was on the McCandless Dairy Farm in Inishowen. I went up there to hear their concerns.
We would be keen to keep 250 because what's wrong is if it's going to drop to 220 or whatever, it's putting more pressure on the grain farmer, it's putting more pressure on the sheep and suckler farmer that's renting ground because the dairyman needs that ground as well. So that's in turn pushing the prices up and it's squeezing the smaller farmer out.
I suppose just going forward, all the changes and regulations coming in, nitrates, stocking rates, there's chat about a cow reduction scheme. Like it's the total unknown and not knowing what's ahead of us. Everybody's trying to take it on board and everybody's struggling to take it on board. And, you know, there's a very anti-farming agenda in the media. So we're sort of getting it from all angles.
Frank McLean, I'm the vice chair county for the county here in Donegal.
You're a suckler farmer. What are your concerns?
My concerns are that we keep enough of supports for to keep the suckler cow on the ground. And especially in a county like Donegal here, the suckler cow is very important. There's a lot of land in Donegal that is really only suitable for suckler cows and sheep. It's not suitable for dairy. We don't have the option of going into dairy.
Frank Brady, Regional Chairman in Connacht, Ulster and North Leinster.
Frank, you are a pig farmer. How will the proposed changes affect you?
It will affect us because obviously our clients are farmers, and if they cannot take the organic fertiliser that we have, we've nowhere to go, and we have to show to the EPA and everybody all out where our salary went. You can't say you kept it in the farm because you can only do that for 1 year. So we're all, as farmers, we're making sure that we don't do anything to hurt our environment, because all of us want to leave this planet in a better place than when we came in. We want to leave it for our children, and in my case, grandchildren at this stage. But if the nitrous derogation comes back, it means they'll be able to take less. And as we said here, we have probably the second best water quality in Europe. We are a grass-fed nation, so that is where we're going forward. And we all want to do what's right for our thing. We all want to do what to make sure that the fertiliser that we supply is going to produce grass, which is going to produce our crops, which is going to produce everything. And hopefully get an anaerobe digester and something like that to make it. We're all hoping for that.
Patrick Kelly.
Patrick, what kind of farming are you doing?
I'm a dairy farmer in Kellygordon in Donegal.
You're in derogation.
Yes, I am.
What is your feeling or attitude to the potential reduction in stocking rates?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. Like the point was made here this evening about not all big farmers are derogation farmers. There's lots of small farmers. The Cavan and Monaghan fellows have made that very clearly. A lot of smaller farmers in those counties and in Donegal are relying on that derogation to be viable. And if they have that cut, that's going to make them less viable and potentially put their whole farming model under pressure. There obviously was a water quality deterioration with the expansion. In Donegal, we have probably the best quality water in the country. So I can only look at my own farm, right? And the changes we've made in the last number of years have been quite dramatic. And one is on the biodiversity. We've had to fence off the watercourses. Historically, we hadn't do that. We've had to do that because of the nitrates derogation. And I've seen unbelievable benefits from a wildlife point of view. So the changes we're making are working at farm level. We might not have seen it come through the national figures yet, but we need time as farmers to implement those changes. If we want to achieve environmental changes from both nitrates or from carbon, we have to bring farmers with us.
Farmers at the IFA meeting on the McCandless Farm in Inishowen on Thursday night. There was a big turnout. The meeting went on till about 11:30 that night.